USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams believes that Americans should not panic over the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States. During a press briefing at the White House, Dr. Adams reminds everyone,
if you are a child or young adult, you are more likely to die from the flu if you get it than you are to die from coronavirus. So there is something about being young that is protective.
During that same briefing, President Trump announces that he'll work with Republican members of the Senate to push for a payroll tax cut and relief for hourly workers.
We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck.
The president's announcement came after the Dow lost 2013 points on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The FBI is arresting 27 people for illegally administering performance-enhancing drugs to racehorses across the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
U.S. District Attorney Jeff Berman announcing criminal charges against Jorge Navarro and Jason Service, two prominent thoroughbred trainers. Additionally, nine other trainers, seven veterinarians, as well as nine drug suppliers and distributors are going to be charged in the case. Berman said the defendants used many practices, including blood doping, as well as pain-blocking drugs that diminish the horse's ability to feel pain. He called these cases cruel and systematic, saying that the racehorses have paid the price for the defendants' uncontrollable greed.
Harvey Weinstein is set to be sentenced Wednesday for sex crimes. Weinstein could face up to 25 years in prison. Weinstein could also be facing charges in California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A big day for six states that are voting on Tuesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Tuesday, the next big date for Democrats. 352 delegates up for grabs in six states holding primaries, with the most in Michigan. The other states in play, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State.
Thank you, Robin. Former Vice President Joe Biden received the key endorsement of Democratic Senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker. That after Booker slammed him during the Democratic presidential debates.
There are people right now in prison for life because you stood up and used that tough on crime, phony rhetoric. Mr. Vice President has said that since the 1970s, every crime bill, major and minor, has had his name on it. And sir, those are your words, not mine. We have a system right now that's broken. And if you want to compare records, and frankly, I'm shocked that you do, I am happy to do that. Mr. Vice President, there's a saying in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor.
The New Jersey senator says that the former vice president will restore honor to the Oval Office. The Democratic-controlled state legislator in Virginia is voting to mandate criminal background checks on all gun purchases. The measure passed both in the Senate and General Assembly and will now head to Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's desk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.